Blog Talk Radio.
Interviews in professional women's football. Welcome to the show. I am Mark the Shark, and you are listening to WFBTalkContinues.com. You want to call in 1-347-826-7278. That's 347-826-7278. Or you can email me at markthesharkat. That's that big A symbol with that circle around it. FridayNightFootballPreview.com. markthesharkat@FridayNightFootballPreview.com. Welcome to the show. Thank you, everybody, for being here. We got a jam-packed show, and of course, it always starts out. Everybody is always hassling me, sending me emails, wanting to know what my experience, why am I qualified to do the show. I guess I've got to break it down for you once again. You know, in the past, I was past editor for National Geographic magazine. Also, I threw a no-hitter for the Oakland A's back in the 80s, and I saved an 80-year-old man last week from drowning.
What? No?
No, you don't buy that? You know why? I did manage the local bank, and I took third place in the rope climb back in sixth grade.
What? No? You don't? You guys?
All right, look, I'm the janitor at the local Y, and I've had McDonald's again for the 231st day in a row. I'm telling you, I'm sick of it. I'm tired. I got to try something else. Anyways, welcome to the show. We've got a big show for you. Tonight, 7:15, we got a trifecta of Philadelphia Liberty Bells from the WFA. We've got the head coach, Mike Ochmanowicz. I know he'll tell me how to say that right once I get him on the air in about 10, 12 minutes. We've also got the running back, Mara Rose Roach. She is leading the WFA in rushing touchdowns right now and total touchdowns. And we're going to have her on along with linebacker Shamia Carr of the Philadelphia Liberty Bells. She will join us also at 7:15. Coming up then about 7:35, quarterback Sammy Grisoff from the Chicago Force of the IWFL. Or at Emmett, also at 7:45, running back Ashley Sharp, the Razor, will be in here from the Sacramento Sirens from the IWFL, and of course she'll be here at 7:45. In between and around all that, all the stats, scores, and information you need to know, and some rankings coming up later in the show to keep you entertained and going for the rest of the night. Let's start it off. We've got a lot of information for you. Once again, happy Memorial Day weekend. Like to thank all the, no matter how you feel about war, war is horrible. We all know that. But anybody that's out there serving, we appreciate it. Doing everything you can for the people that are asking you to do it. Take care of yourselves out there this Memorial Day, and also bless the people that have served in the past. Thank you very much. I am one of them, but I didn't really go out and do much. I just worked on some planes here and there. But thanks to all my fellow friends that I had in the military. And once again, happy Memorial Day weekend to everybody. We are going to start off this week right away with some scores. Let's start in the IWFL. It was week 8, and it was Saturday, May 22nd. And here are the scores for week 8 IWFL. The Bay Area Bandits just keep ticking along. They are now 5-1. They beat the Modesto Maniacs 47-8 over the weekend. And how about those Quake, the Cal Quake keep rolling. They are 6-1 now, 34-14 over the 1-6 Breakers. KC Tribe lost to the Diamonds of Dallas. Dallas now 6-1. Tribe fall to 5-2 as the Diamonds win 35-21 in a great battle down in Dallas. The Boston Militia, they had a forfeit win over the Firebirds. Firebirds are putting that team together, and they're going to be back and better than ever here coming up shortly. Good job there, Boston. How about the Explosion? They had a forfeit also over the Fury. Fury fall to 4-3. Explosion go to 6-1. The Justice of Jersey, 6-1, 38-8 over the 0-7 Tiger Cats. Tiger Cats are undefeated and trying to finish up with a win next week. We've also got another forfeit in the league. The Tigers upset the or beat the Nightmare. Tigers now go to 2-4 with the forfeit. Also in the IWFL, the Bells winning a forfeit over the Cyclones. Bells go to 4-3. And the Crushers with a big, big upset over the Freedom. Crushers get their first win of the season, 46-0 over the Freedom. The Divas go to 4-2 with a 49-21 victory over the Nemesis. The New York Nemesis falls 2-5. How about the Force, the Chicago Force? 7-0 in a tough, tough game against the Pittsburgh Passion. That was one of the game of the weeks in the IWFL last week. Force go to 7-1. Passion fall to 4-3. Only one touchdown scored in that game. We've got Sammy Grassoff. She actually scored the touchdown, the only one of the game, running for a short 1 or 2 yard touchdown. We're going to talk to her about that at about 7:35 tonight. Back to the scoreboard. The Intensity go undefeated still. They are 6-0 with a 28-8 win over the Illusion. The Scorpions of SoCal are now 4-2 with a 41-0 shutout over the Modesto Monsoon. Monsoon on deck to play the Sirens tonight. And we've got Ashley Sharp, the running back, coming up at 7:45 to tell us how the Sirens are going to take on the Monsoon and get that running game rolling. Also got the Carolina Phoenix go to 7-0, another undefeated team in the IWFL, 71-14. Over the Punishers, absolutely taking it to them. Punishers fall to 1-6. A few more scores in the IWFL from week 8. Locomotion go to 3-3 over the Queens. Locomotion 20-6. Queens fall to 1-6. How about those Sharks? They come back after a tough loss. Sharks go to 6-1. Sharks 38-6 over the 3-4 Nighthawks. And the Wolves. The Wolves are really making a great second half run. The Wisconsin Wolves 3-4 with a 22-16 victory over the 3-4 Crush. The Rebels do not get their first win of the season. The Blitz stay undefeated. That was a tough game. 34-0. Blitz go to 7-0. Vixen fall still looking for their first win. As the Warriors go to 55-0. Shutout. They go to 4-3 on the season. Last game on the scoreboard, the Sacramento Sirens are staying undefeated. They go 6-0 with a tough, hard-fought 10-6 victory over the Los Angeles Amazons. Amazons fall to 3-3 on the year, and that may take them a lot more out of the shot of the playoff race. Sirens looking good as they face the Monsoon coming up tomorrow. Like I said, we have Razor Sharp from the Sirens at 7:45 talking to us about that game. I was actually at that game. That was a very tough game, and the Amazon had the ball with less than a minute left and were driving down the field before a last-second interception by the Sirens with probably, I'd say, 20-something seconds left on the clock. Great finish, great game. Glad I was there. Anyways, that is all of the Week 8 scores in the IWFL. We are going to take a short break. We'll come back with the scores from the WFA of their Week 7 in just a minute. I am Mark the Shark, and you are listening to the home of professional women's football on WFBTalkContinues.com. Kills 99.8% of all germs. Be right back. Back to the show. I am Marcus Short, and you are listening to Friday Night Football Preview on WFBTalkContinues.com. It's the home of everything professional women's football. Thanks for tuning in. It's about 12 after the hour, and coming up in about 3 or 4 minutes, we've got a threesome from the Philadelphia Liberty Bells of the WFA. We got Shamia Carr, Mary Rose Roach, and the head coach, Coach Mike, is going to be here to talk to us in just a couple of minutes. Let's quickly get to the scoreboard in the WFA as we've got some good interviews lined up today. Liberty will go to 6-0 with a 71-0 victory over the Southern Tier Spitfire. Spitfire now 0-6. Keystone Assault 34-24. Great game. Keystone gets back the win they lost last week. They now go to 4-1, and the Burn go to 3-2. Pittsburgh Force 32-14 over the Detroit Dark Angels. They go to 2-3. The Dark Angels now 2-3 also. St. Louis Slam 70-6 over the Kentucky Karma. Slam 6-0, Kentucky 1-5. How about West Michigan Mayhem? They scored 64 on the Toledo Rain, and the Rain only 1-5 now. West Michigan are 5-1. Indiana Speed go to 4-2 with their 54-0 victory over the Daytona Diamonds. Diamonds now 0-5. A couple of other winners: Tampa Bay Pirates 26-20. Over the Carolina Raging Wolves, Tampa Bay 3-2, Carolina 0-6. Kansas City Spartans 32-6 over the Nebraska Stampede. Kansas City now 2-3. Nebraska still looking for their first win at 0-6. How about the Austin Outlaws? They're 51-0 shutout of the New Orleans Blaze. They put out that fire. They now go to 4-1 as the Blaze are 2-3. Memphis Soul 34-0 over the Zydeco. Zydeco 0-6, and the Memphis Soul are now 4-1. Central War Angels get a win 6-0 over the San Diego Sting. Sting 0-6, War Angels 3-3. And how about those Las Vegas Showgirls? They keep rolling along. They are now 6-0 with a 55-0 victory over the Blitz of Utah. Utah now 0-6. Pacific Warriors, they're on roll also. They are 5-1 with a 20-8 victory over the 2-4 Arizona Assassins. Houston Power 43, the Regius 0, 4-3 go to the power, and 0-6 for Aguilas. And for the last score of the WFA Week 7, it's the Columbus Comets, 68-6 over the Sizzle of Cincinnati. They had their bacon burned, and they go to 0-5 as Comets are 5-0. That is the entire scoreboard. Let's take a look at what else is going on. We're going to make sure. All right, looks like we've actually got one of our first guests lined up and on the phone. We're going to bring in Coach Mike of the Philadelphia Liberty Bells. Coach Mike, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Coach, thanks very much for being on the show. How are you tonight?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, you're welcome. Thank you for being on the show. First, let's clear up, how do you actually pronounce your name correctly so we can get that square?
You just call me Coach Mike. It's Achmanowitz.
Achmanowitz. So I wasn't too far off, was I?
Nah, you're good. You're good.
Okay, good deal. Hey, Coach Mike, I understand that you guys are 6-0 out there in Philly land, playing great ball, really looking forward to the playoffs. I know nobody likes to get too far ahead of themselves, but let's kind of get to your background first. I guess you played a little semi-pro ball, right?
I played a little college ball and some high school, stuff like that. But, yeah, no semi-ball.
No semi-pro ball. But didn't you go play at several different colleges?
Just one. I played my first 2 years, and then, it just wasn't for me. So I got into coaching right away.
Gotcha. Well, let's see. Last week, you guys had a big win over the Spitfire. You put up a lot of points against them this year. They fall to 0-6. They beat them 71-0. The week before, you had a really good game against Keystone Assault. They're 4-1, 35-12. You got a bye this week. Tell me about it. Tell a little bit about those games, and especially I know you didn't want to overlook anybody, but Keystone was probably a lot tougher game than Southern Tier. Talk about both those games and how you got the victories.
You know, setting up for Southern Tier was, last week we played them once before, and we basically knew what we were going to have. But Keystone was our big game. We had three big games in a row. We had Baltimore, Jersey, and Keystone. And we knew Keystone. We played them last year twice. We knew what they brought to the table. They got much better. I mean, their quarterback is phenomenal. And we just played, Liberty Bell football. We prepare for every play, not every game. And we did pretty well. Game film really helped, how we scout, how we do things. We totally professional. I got a professional staff that is just incredible and makes my job really easy.
Well, you got a bye this week, like I said, and then you've got a big
right.
home game against the New England Nightmare. You pummeled them back in week 3, 70-6. Tell me what you expect out of the Nightmare. It might be a little different this week, and what's going to not get you to look ahead towards the playoffs as you face one of the weaker teams in the division?
Well, I'll tell you, we never look ahead. I mean, anybody can beat anybody any given day. But the Nightmare
improved. Right.
They changed their offense a little bit. They're running a little pistol offense now. And they got some speed. They got a quarterback that she's pretty good. And, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. I think we'll be prepared. We're going to try some different things, getting ready for the playoffs. We're moving some people around, seeing what we have. My staff will definitely have them ready.
Excellent. I'm going to bring in Mary Rose and Shamia in just a second. Real quick, let's get you to talk about the overall team here a little bit. You guys, for people that don't know or not, it's hard to follow all the teams in the league because it's so spread out over the country. But you guys are third in scoring points per game in all of the IDA and the WFA, and you're also fifth in defensive points allowed. That's a great tandem you guys can bring to the field every Saturday.
Oh, it is. And, like I said, we have such a great group of players, very professional. They take this. The commitment level is unbelievable. And the coaching staff. They say a head coach is only as good as his staff. Well, then I must be unbelievable because my staff is incredible. They just do. I mean, my offense and defensive coordinators and the assistants below them, it's just we just work together as a team. And I'll tell you, they are phenomenal.
Absolutely fantastic. Right now we're going to bring in, and stay there, Coach. We've got a couple more questions for you. We're going to bring in a couple of your lovely ladies. We've got linebacker Shamia Carr and running back Mary Rose Roach. First, Shamia, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, welcome. And let's bring in Mary Rose Roach, the leading rusher in all of the WFA. Mary Rose, are you there?
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Great. Thank you very much, both you ladies, for being to the show. Real quick, let's talk to you, Mara Rose. You are in your first year. You guys are 6-0, tearing it up. You are sixth in the league in rushing yards with 688, but you're first in total touchdowns and rushing touchdowns. You've got 15 rushing touchdowns and looks like 22 total touchdowns this year. Tell me a little bit about how you were able to run the ball so well and what your offensive line is doing for you out there in Philadelphia.
There's a lot of things that, I don't even know where to start. The line this year, we have a lot of people that came back on the line. Beck McKravitz, Sarah Landau, Aisha Upshore came back. And, I don't want to forget anybody, but then we have some new people that came in. Noelle Mendez, who just stepped up to the plate, and she's doing a phenomenal job. So the line is strong this year. And I honestly have to say they make my job really easy. The next thing is we have a new offensive coordinator that's diversified what we do. And, the fact that we have so many threats on offense this year, whether it's a passing game, we have another running back, Diamond Jones, who is phenomenal. Her speed, her athleticism has really opened things up for us because, there's a running back who's fast, who can run the ball and make big plays. So I think the fact that we can do so much makes it easier for anybody to make big plays because, you can't really predict what we're going to do. So I'm just fortunate to have this phenomenal supporting cast, and it kind of plays out well for everybody.
That's awful nice of you to bring up a lot of the team there. You're exactly right. I mean, it's a total team effort. But, Coach, I'm going to ask you, since you can't get her to brag on herself a little bit, I know the line's doing work, but she's doing a phenomenal first in the league in yards per carry at like over 18 yards a carry, which is high and above anybody else in the league right now. Why don't you tell me, Coach, a little bit about what makes Mary Rose such a great running back for your Liberty Bells?
Her vision, her speed, and the best compliment I give her is she's just a flat-out football player, period. Not women, not men, nothing. She's just a football player. So that's the biggest compliment I can give her.
Fantastic. Mary Rose. Tell me how an attorney goes out there and battles heads, and besides the battle and co-counsel every week, what's the difference in being an attorney and out there playing football?
I don't know if there's a difference. I think you always have to have that competitive edge in life. I think that's what makes things exciting. And, I do enjoy football. I've been playing since I was, six, 7 years old. My mom let me go out there and play when I was 8 with all the boys because my brother played, so I got to give it up to her. She kind of put that thought process in my mind that, football is for everybody. It's not just for boys. So, I've always had that, that desire to be a football player. And then as far as, the courtroom goes, it's that if when I don't get on, when I can't get on the field, if I'm not out there every day playing, I get it on my job. And I like to be competitive, so it's the best of both worlds. Whenever I'm working or playing,
that's a great comparison. Thank you very much. And let's get to I'll stay there real quick. It's 23 after the hour. Coming up at about 35 after, Sammy Grisafe, Chicago Force quarterback, and then 45 after, running back Ashley the Razor Sharp from the Sirens of the WFL. Let's bring in Shamia Carr again, Miex. Welcome to the show. You are seventh in tackles in the league with 58. Tell me a little bit about that Liberty Bell defense and what makes them fifth rank in the league in points per game.
Right now, I just think we're fearless. We just want to go out and make every play. We want to do what we have to do to get our defense off the field and our offense back on the field. I think we complement the offense very well. We go out there, try to hit hard. Try to hit hard often, and kind of have the opposing offense scared to play against us. And I think that that does well for our offense and their point scoring this year.
Now, I understand this is you're in your first year or second year also?
Yes, I am.
So tell me, what did you see as the difference of coming in the first time, never playing the ball like this, and now in your second year where you've really got some maybe a little stronger coaching, a little more background in your personal knowledge? What is your difference in your game in this second year as opposed to last year?
I played a bit as a midget football player also. So football is really not new to me. But last year after being hurt and breaking my leg, it was pretty tough. And I just had a chance to sit in the sideline and watch players like Carol Grubb and a lot of the other defensive players and really read and find out you know, how good it is to actually be a middle linebacker in this league. You know, I think that's helped me out a lot, just being able to sit back and watch.
Well, I'm going to mention a couple other ladies on the defense for you, and you just give me a couple of blurbs. There's a lady named Jennifer Butler. She's got 49 tackles and has blocked a kick. Tell me a little bit about Miss Butler.
I would just like to call Jenny Butler my sidekick. I feel so good when I'm out there with her next to me. I know if I miss a tackle or, you know, I can't get there, I know she'll be right there. She's fearless, very small player, but she has no problem trying to make a play.
And is it Yaya or Jaya Echeverria?
Jaya.
Jaya Echeverria. Tell me a little about her. She's got 4 sacks and also a block kick this year. What does she bring to the team?
Jaya brings to the team just going out there and trying to do anything. A lot of the time, Jaya just wants to fly around and make a play. There's really not a set defensive play set for Jaya. She comes in just to, have a different look for our defense, and often it really works. 4 sacks at this time of the year is pretty good for us.
Excellent. Okay, Coach Mike, tell me a little bit about Shamia that maybe she hasn't told us herself, and what does she bring to the Liberty Bells that's helping you stay undefeated?
Well, I'll tell you, Mia brings many things to Liberty Bells. Main thing she brings, she's a game breaker. There is nobody, and I mean nobody, in our league hits like she hits. She brings it 110%, unbelievable. And she's also one of the smartest middle linebackers that I think this game has seen. This is the biggest difference I see in us this year, is that the aggressiveness from our middle is just incredible. She is just, like I said, she's our leader. She's our leader out there. She's phenomenal.
Absolutely fantastic. Hey, Coach, a couple more questions for you. It looks like just by what I've been seeing on the Internet that you've had a kind of a quarterback step in named Jeanette Hibbs, and who has really got 7 touchdowns, no interceptions, got the highest rating all of a sudden in the WFA. Where did this girl come from, and what's she doing for the team out there?
Well, she didn't come from nowhere. She's always been there. She is a pure athlete. Yeah, if you look at other stats, too, you'll see interceptions, you'll see kick returns, punt returns. She is just a pure athlete. But we knew going into the season we needed a backup that we could depend on, and Nettie could start for many teams in any league, and we're just fortunate enough to have her. And she just stepped right in because our quarterback hurt her hand, and she'll be back. But I'll tell you, Nettie has done, like I said, she could be a starter for most teams, if not all. And she's just a phenomenal athlete. She brings heart, she brings soul, and she's just flat-out athlete.
You know, that's amazing. You can have something like that, an injury like you're talking about, happen and still be playing undefeated and not really miss a link. The girl has to be special, like you're saying. She does have 4 picks you were talking about and the punt return.
Yep.
So
yep.
It's got to be nice to have her as a backup. You might almost be a little worried when you throw her out there on the defense since she's so valuable on the offense at this point.
Well, we took her off defense. Actually, we took her off. She spot duties out there, but being the quarterback that she is, and she's also our kicker and our field goal kicker, extra point kicker, we limited her duty. I mean, she's the pure quarterback, and we're definitely missing her on the defensive side. But we have people that step right in, and they're doing just a phenomenal job. That's what we're fortunate with, that our coaches coached up 3-4 months in the gym. And these ladies are just unbelievable. I'm telling you, the group of talent we have, we're definitely blessed as a coaching staff to have them. It's all about the women, that's for sure.
Exactly right, Coach Mike. It's 28 after the hour, coming up in about 7 minutes. We got Sammy Grassoppi, quarterback for the Chicago Force of the IWFL. Well, the entire WFA is off this week. Another question for Ms. Roach. I got a couple of ladies on the offense. Another lady I wanted you to talk about. I see that you've got a wide receiver, Renee Fender, out there, 14 catches. She's got 5 touchdowns. How does she take some of the pressure off you having to run the ball?
Well, like I said, there really isn't much pressure on me this year to do much. I think we have so many weapons, whether it's Rini, there's another girl, Tara Purcell. We have another veteran, Don Yergi, and, Jeanette Hibbs, McKaylin Austin, both of them have been able to kind of unload this year. As far as passing goes, we didn't pass as much last year, and this year we're just kind of showing that, you can't, coin us. You can't limit us as a running team because we'll put it up in the air. And Rainey is, she's amazing. She's been playing the sport, women's football, for years. She's been around the league for a long time, so she has that, that that experience she brings to the team, and then her God-given talent is just great. So, yeah, she's a big part of the team, part of the offensive assault.
Well, we've got somebody on the web page here on the chat board saying that you have the best vision they have ever seen in football. I don't know who Bill Systema One is, but he really likes your game, and he's making somebody happy out there. So somebody's talking good stuff about you. Hey, Shamia, let's bring you back in real quick before we let you go. Coming up in about 5 minutes, Sammy Grisafi, quarterback of the Fours. Shamia, tell me anything else about that you would like to tell me about the team and coming up, getting ready for the playoffs. What do you guys need to make important as you close out the season?
I just basically think we need to stay focused. I think from the beginning of the season when we were all in the gym working out, we all made it a point to go 110% together as a team. And I think when Coach Mike first said that, we all took that and really ran with it. I think anytime someone gets hurt, someone's willing to step in. Anytime someone can't make a play, the next person's ready to step in. Just like you talked about Jeanette Hibbs, she stepped in for Michaela Austin very well. And anyone else that's been hurt, we've just been willing to let continue to have things steamroll. We don't get mad when we're taken out. You know, things right now are going very well, and I think that that know me type of mentality is that is where we're at right now.
Excellent. Shamia, before I let you go, would you like to give a shout-out or say anything to anybody that might be listening tonight?
Just my teammates, my coaching staff, our owner, Taser Stanford. It's just a blast playing for the Philadelphia Liberty Bells. And anybody that comes in contact with us or comes to see us play, I think you're going to see a good treat. I can't wait for the playoffs and for people pretty much all over to see us play or hear about us. That's basically all.
Excellent. How about you, Mary Roach? Anything you want to add to the end of the topic here? You want to say a shout-out to anybody before we let you go?
Just a shout-out to my mom and my Aunt May, they're downstairs listening right now. Also, Coach Bill, I know you're listening, and I hope all is well in Italy. My teammates, the organization, I'm really proud to be a Bell. And thank you very much for having me on your show. Oh, and my brother and the other lineman I didn't say. So, yeah, thank you for having me on the show.
Hey, you're welcome. I almost hate asking because you're always going to miss somebody, and then it's going to be you're always worried about who didn't get said a shout-out to. So
I know. I should have said anyone.
I think you've covered all the bases. Hey, Coach, before I let you go and wrap this up, what do you as the coach need to do to make sure you stay undefeated going into that next week and after this bye week against the Nightmare and get ready for your playoffs? What do you need to do personally?
Personally, I just need to stay focused and let my coaches coach and just manage everything and make sure everything's good for them. And as long as everything's good for them, I know they're going to do a hell of a job for the team.
That's awesome. And let's let everybody know, I know you got this week off, but you're home against the New England Nightmare the weekend after this one. Why don't you give a shout-out? Tell everybody where you play real quick, just in case anybody out there in Philly land's listening.
We definitely we play at Wetzikon High School. We're up in Ambler. Come up and see us. Our game time is 6 o'clock at night. Check it out on phillybells.com. That's phillybells.com. Check it out. Come on out. Meet some of the players, meet some of the coaches, and have a great time. Bring the kids. Family night.
Excellent. Hey, Coach, I couldn't have said it any better. Let's wrap. I want to thank linebacker Shamia Carr, running back Mary Rose Roach, and, of course, head coach Mike of the Philadelphia Liberty Bells. They are 6-0, and they are getting ready to make a serious run for the playoffs. Thank you, all three of you, for being on the show. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks. It was a fun. Have a good night.
All right. Have a good night, ladies and coach. That is the trifecta of the Philadelphia Liberty Bells. Ladies and gentlemen, round of applause. Thank you for being on the show. Excellent interviews. Coming up in just a few minutes, quarterback Sammy Grisafi of the Chicago Force. She's going to be up in just a few minutes. We're going to take a quick break. I am Mark the Sharp, and you are listening to the home of professional women's football on WFBTalkContinues.com. I'm with Stupid. Be right back. You are listening to the home of Lion Eyes Football. Mark the Shark on WFBTalkContinues.com. You're listening to Friday Night Football Preview on WFBTalkContinues.com. I'm Mark the Shark, like I said twice before, and we are going to get to some more stats and information here in just a minute. We are awaiting Sammy Grisafe from the Chicago Four. She will be on with us momentarily. Let's get some stats and numbers in for you guys for the IWFL. Right now, leading the league in passing yards as a team are the Kansas City Tribe. Tribe have 2,041 yards. In second are the New York Sharks with 1,560 passing yards. And the SoCal Scorpions bring up third with 1,341 passing yards. How about this? We'll take a look at passing touchdowns as a team. The Tribe have 26. The Sharks are in second with 20. And the Scorpions of SoCal have 17. Now on to passing yards. As an individual, Jenny Schmidt still leading the league with 1,882 passing yards for the Tribe. Karen Mulligan in second for the Sharks. She has 1,560 passing yards. And in third, Melissa Gallegos of the SoCal Scorpions with 1,281. As far as passing touchdowns as individuals, it's the same top three in the same order. Jenny Schmidt has 23, Karen Mulligan has 19, and Melissa Gallegos has 15 touchdowns. Rushing yards as a team, the California Quake keep on rolling. They're putting it together down there on the ground. 2,091 yards, first team in the league this year to hit the 2,000 mark. Carolina Phoenix are really making a late run this year. They have 1,800 rushing yards, and the Sacramento Sirens in third with 1,725 rushing yards. Rushing touchdowns as a team. The Phoenix, big lead, 34 rushing touchdowns as a team. The Quake are in second with 29. And the Chicago Force in third with 25 rushing touchdowns. Individual numbers in the rushing category. Monica Zaki, California Quake, still has 1,284 yards. And Jerika Henson is now in second with the Phoenix, 937 yards. Priscilla Gardner in third with the SoCal Breakers has 1,830 yards. Rushing touchdowns individually, Zaki has 14, Henson 13. And Catherine Converse of the Force has 11. Let's get to a couple of more offensive numbers for the IWFL, and then we will jump right to Sammy Grisafe. She is on the line, and we'll get to her in just a moment. Reception yards for the IWFL. Jessica Javelin of the Scorpions has 543. Shante Bonds of the New York Sharks has 502. And with 417 is Holly Peterson of the Scorpions. Receiving touchdowns, Bonds has 8, Javelin has 7, and Holly Peterson has 7 also. Total receptions on the year so far, Lauren Manfred and Regina Nolan. Manfred of the New York Nemesis and the Baltimore Knights is Nolan's team. They both have 30 catches so far this year. And with 22 apiece are Rusty Sowers of the Tribe and Shante Bonds of the Sharks. That is all the offensive stats for tonight on the IWFL. We are now going to get to our next guest. It is a pleasure to welcome to the show quarterback Sammy Grisafe of the Chicago Force of the IWFL. Welcome, Sammy, to the show. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Hey, I'm doing absolutely fantastic. The Force is 7-0. Glad. Thank you very much for being on the show. I want you to come talk about you. I looked up some of your experience. You are a 2007 and a 2008 IWFL All-Star. So if anybody can tell me a little bit about why the Force are undefeated and what keeps a steady rhythm, I figure you'd be the person to tell me out there. How are you doing out there, Sammy?
I'm doing fantastic. We're actually having I'm at a fundraiser right now. We're doing a fundraiser for the six of us on the Chicago Force that are on the national team going to Sweden for Team USA. So I'm breaking away from that and talking to you guys.
Well, I appreciate it. I know you want to kind of keep it short, so we'll get to the highlights here real quick. You're 63 of 133 so far, 687 yards, 6 touchdowns. You've only been sacked once, and you've also got 5 rushing touchdowns. First, tell me about how only getting sacked once. Tell me about your offensive line a little bit and how they're helping you guys be 7-0.
I'm very lucky with my offensive line. They're a very seasoned group. I've had my center from day one and a couple of my other players. My my left tackle has been with me since day one. My Taz has been with me. They're very interchangeable, and they all know the system really well, and that's what's important. And they're all after one goal, and that's to keep me from getting hit. So that, I'm not mad about that goal. But I'm very lucky with my offensive line. We have a really great coach, and his blocking schemes are just amazing. And we really saw the difference. We had a different coach when I first started playing, and he came onto the team, and Konecki, that is, and his blocking schemes are fantastic, and it shows. I mean, one sack. You look back at the stats from 2007. That's not the case. So I'm very lucky in that sense.
Yeah, that number really stood out when I was looking at some of your numbers. Let's get to last week real quick. You had a really tough, tough win over the Pittsburgh Passion. Passion a lot better than their 4-3 record. It was only a 7-0 victory. And from what I read, that Passion defense had you on the run all night back there running around at quarterback. You actually scored the only touchdown on a short run after a drive late in the game. Tell me about that tough victory.
Well, you know, it was a tough victory, but at the same time, we made it tougher on ourselves. We were in the red zone 5 times, I believe, and we only scored one of those. So, you know, we made a lot of our own mistakes. Some wasn't so exciting to go into on Monday. Looking at, you know, you have a couple people make a mistake, that's one thing, but when they make it every play, you know, things don't pan out the way that you want them to. So it was difficult to watch in some ways, but, you know, there's a difference between so many points and enough points, and we had enough points to pull off the W, and that's what's important. And, you know, we learned a lot, I think, from that game, and they're a hard-hitting team, and they're a good team, but I don't think that score reflected what we could have done on the field. You know, we made our own bed, and we had to lay in it with some of those plays. So, you know, drop passes, and, you know, I made some mistakes on calling my blocking to a certain area and this and that. You know, that all adds up to a 7-0 score instead of a 28-0 score or whatever you want it to be. So, you know, I think what's important is that we came out in the end, and you know, I'm proud of us for sticking to it. But we did learn a lot from that, and hopefully that will just make us that much more of a better team in the end.
You know, at the end of the day, that W on one side and that 0 in the loss column is really what's going to matter as you make your run towards the playoffs. You're exactly right. I mean, things happen, mistakes are made, but if you can overcome it and get a little better as the weeks get on, and it looks like you're going to have to, because I know you got to buy this week, so you're going to need those 2 weeks to prepare. You're going to Kansas City to face the Tribe. You barely beat them 14-12 in week 5. This is your last game of the season. They're a tough team. Tell me about how you prepare for the Tribe and trying to stay undefeated.
Yeah, well, you know, the Tribe is a tough team, and they have a lot of great athletes on that team, and great coaching staff, and we're aware of that. We're fully aware of that. The thing though, all we're doing to prepare for them is going over what we, you know, subscribe to as a team, and that is get your job done, get your 111th done, and the end result will be the end result. But as long as you do what your job is, you know, we'll be fine. And Kansas City, I mean, they're a hell of a team, and we know that. We know that going into it. We can't focus on – we can focus on what they have to bring to the table and, you know, studying and all. But as far as beyond that, there's nothing more than what we can do ourselves. And that's our game prep is preparing ourselves to do our brand – to play our brand of football. That's all we're doing. So, you know, if that means – you know, making less mistakes, that's what it's got to be. And that's what we're ready to do when we go to Kansas City. Because it's a tough place to play in. And they know that.
Right,
so.
Yeah. Well,
but
we're talking to quarterback Sammy Grisafi. Sorry, the Chicago Force, they're 7-0. You got a couple more minutes before I got to let you go?
Absolutely, sure.
Oh, great. I just want to get some a little personal things about you. I understand you have been to some place that I would love to go. Tell me about what it was like to get a seat and sit and watch a game at Wrigley Field.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. You know, I'm not from Chicago, so I'm not from Chicago, but I grew up in California, Southern California, and when I was 7 years old, we went on a trip out here, my family, and the first Major League Baseball game I ever went to was at Wrigley Field, Cubs versus Pirates, and I was a big baseball fan then because I was playing, I was seven, and it was unbelievable then, and then, you know, I hadn't been to a game for a while, and I went this last year, and it just... I mean, there's no feeling like being inside Wrigley Field. I mean, the history there and the people that have played there, and they still got the old band and the tribute to Harry Carey. I mean, that field is, it's an unbelievable feeling to be in there. It's an experience. You don't even necessarily go to watch the Cubs win or lose. You just go to be around the fans and live in the history for a little bit, you know.
You know, you've said that perfectly. I couldn't say any better. It's exactly what I hear from people, and you phrased it correctly. It's not about the game. It's just about being there.
Yeah, and it is. I mean, they still got the guy up in the box, you know, changing the score as it goes. You know, it's so cool.
Yeah, exactly. And when a line drive hits him, it sounds like metal. Boom! And it's probably scoreboard, you know. And the other thing
that's
I know,
right.
I only like one song this guy's ever done, but it's such a great song. I love this song. And you've got to tell me what happened to Prince. What happened to him? Because when I heard Let's Go Crazy, at the beginning of Purple Rain, that was like the most rocking song. And that guy could play the guitar. And I think he put his guitar away and almost never played again.
Well, you know what's interesting about Prince, a lot of people don't know, is I'm a huge music fan. I actually play music myself. And Prince is like, he's a prodigy. He plays like 14 different instruments. I don't even know if that's a number. I mean, he plays a ridiculous amount of instruments and is good at
them.
So the music that he even produces doesn't even reflect what he's capable of. But that guy, I mean, like, it's unbelievable what he has come up with. You know, he's an innovator, I mean, of music. He's fantastic. I love the guy. I don't know. He pumps me up just regardless even of the beat or the rhythm of the song. Sometimes just listening to his stuff, I'm like, damn, he was good. I mean, like, when did he come up with this, you know? Eating a sandwich in a coffee shop somewhere?
Yeah, exactly. You know, the solo on Let's Go Crazy is one of the greatest things I've ever heard. And I was looking forward to hearing some more guitar from the guy, because that's what I like. And it just, I never heard anything like that out of him. So, but I noticed you loved him, and I just wanted to talk about that. Hey, last thing
before
I let
you
go.
Yeah, he's great.
You guys, out of your seven games, you guys have four shutouts. Tell me about your defense and what makes them so special out there, Sammy.
Well, you know, I got to say that the greatest thing about our team is that, and our coach says this all the time, there are no superstars, and he's absolutely right. I mean, every game it seems like somebody steps up and shows us something that we weren't expecting. So there's nobody that we go to, that we turn to, that you know, they're always going to make the big play. They're always, you know, everybody steps up in a game at one point and is doing something great. And our defense is a perfect example of that. You know, they come in, and we have a lot of people on defense right now, and they switch in and out, and it's the mentality over on that side of the ball. Now, I can't tell you exactly what it is because I'm not on it, but those people play with passion, and they have to. And it's a side of the ball. I always say that defense is the improvisational side of football, and offense is the scripted side. So you have, you know, your reality TV show on the defensive side, and you have your one-hour drama on the offensive side. And defensively, you never know what's going to happen, but they always come out on top because they play with such passion and vigor. And it's an amazing thing to watch. And we have the utmost confidence in our defense and believe in them, and they believe in themselves, and that's why we are successful, I think. Kim Marks is one of my best friends, and she's a linebacker for our defense. And, you know, we always joke with each other who's better, offense or defense. And I bust her chops, and she busts mine. But at the end of the day, you know, we're all out there for each other. And we get a little heated at practice and stuff. But the fact of the matter is, you know, a little competition never hurt anybody. And at the end of the day, we're a better team for it, you know.
I like
so our defense is, you know, lets us rest at ease, and you know, then we jump into what we do.
You got a great attitude. I want to hang with you, Sammy. You and I could be fun. Hey, real quick, it's 51 after the hour. We're looking for the Razor, Ashley Sharp. Hopefully she's going to be calling in. If you can get anybody out there can get a hold of her, we're still trying to hope she can hook up tonight. So we're waiting for her to call in. She should be coming up shortly. Hey, last question, Sammy. I was going to ask you, what did I have here? By the way, yeah, I ran into your mom the other day, and she said to say hi, by the way.
Did you run into my mom?
I don't know. I'm just supposed to say that. That was supposed to be funny, apparently.
Oh, well, you know what? It's highly possible because my mom's all over the place. Mom, I know you're listening. Mom, I know you're listening. Hi, Mom. I love you.
Awesome.
I know she's listening. I love you, Kim Grisafi,
awesome.
My mom.
There you go, Kim. I have a shout-out already. Well, hey, Sam, I'm going to let you go. I really appreciate you being. I know you had something to do tonight, and you took the time out to give us a call. You got the bye this week, so enjoy your week off. Get ready for the tribe. Is there anything you'd like to say say hello to before I let you go tonight, Sammy?
Yeah, I just want to say all the people that are listening, thanks for coming out to the women's football games, and thanks for being a fan, and we appreciate you. And, here's to a great rest of the 2010 season. Thanks for having me on, man.
Hey, that's quarterback Sammy Grisafi for the Chicago Forest. Sammy, thank you very much for being on.
Thank you, buddy. Have a good night.
All right, you have a great night. Quarterback Sammy Grisafi, Chicago Force. They're 7-0 in the IWFL. She's a two-time All-Star, and she's looking to try to make it three as the Force try to go undefeated. Got a week off this week. They face the tough KC Tribe in the last week of the year. About ready to take another short break. We're going to come back with some stats and hopefully a hot interview with the Razor, Ashley Sharp, and the Sacramento Sirens. We're going to take a short break. I am Mark the Shark, and you are listening to the home of professional women's football on WFBTalkContinues.com. Trapped in time, surrounded by evil, low on gas. Be right back. Preview. I'm your host, Mark the Shark, on WFBTalkContinues.com. Welcome back, 56 after the hour, 4 minutes till wherever you are. I'm in Sacramento, California, throwing it out to you. We've had a great lineup so far. Thank you so much. We had three people from the Liberty Bells of Philadelphia in the WFA. We had star running back Mary Rose Roach, middle linebacker Shamia Carr, and head coach Mike of the Philadelphia Liberty Bells. They were on for a great talk. We just finished up with Sammy Rosafi, the quarterback of the Chicago Fours. Nice to have her, and we are looking for one more interview, hoping we can get a hold of the Razor tonight and talk to her about what the Sirens are doing out here locally. Real quick, let's get to some more stats and information. We're going to stay in the IWFL right now, and we're looking at the defensive side of the ball. Leading the league in interceptions is Aaron Sheriff of the Iowa Crush. Aaron has 5 picks already this year, and she's also tied for the lead in defensive touchdowns. Aaron has 2, and Martha Dantuma of the Force also has 2. A couple of weeks ago, we had Nikki Sauter on. Nikki is still leading the league in sacks. Nikki has 14 for the Carolina Phoenix. How about tackles? What about tackles, you ask? Mindy White with the Tribe. She's got 108 tackles. First lady to go over 100 tackles in the league this year. Passes defended. Those are those tip beauties that you see. Never get caught, but they definitely interrupt the game and the flow of what's going on. It's Shannon Anderson, Wisconsin Wolves. She's got 14 passes defended this year. And a shout-out to Megan Larson. Megan Larson of the New Jersey Justice. 4 forced fumbles already. That's a hard-hitting girl out there in Jersey land. That is all the information we have tonight on the IWFL as far as stats go. We are going to get to the WFA stats. Let's go ahead and start it right off. Leading the league in passer rating is Jeanette Hibbs of the Liberty Bells. We talked to the coach about what she's doing. And as I told you earlier, she has 7 touchdowns, no picks, and she has a 130.4 rating this year. She came in as a backup after an injury and is doing great, and they've decided they're going to leave her as a backup. She also does a few other things like kicks and things like that to help the Liberty Bells be undefeated. Brantley Mack is 2nd in the league for the Dixie Blues with a 119 rating. And Brittany Bushman of the Mustangs, we had her on a couple of weeks ago. She is in 3rd with a 117.5 rating. How about touchdowns in the league? We have a couple of ladies that have 15 passing touchdowns. Carrie Mitich of the Showgirls, along with Denisha Garrison of the Fusion, they both have 15 touchdowns. Tied for 2nd with 14 touchdowns is Brantley Mack of the Dixie Blues, and also Liz Lacey of the Slam. With 13 touchdowns is Nicole Beyer. We had her on our first week of the Mayhem. Great interview. She is 3rd in the league in touchdowns with 13. How about individual passing yards in the WFA? Carrie Mitich again with the Showgirls, 964 yards. Brantley Mack in 2nd with the Dixie Blues, 925 yards. Bringing up 3rd is Nicole Beyer of the Mayhem with 848 passing yards. Let's take a look at rushing here. We're going to check and see if we've got our guests lined up. Oh, we do. We're going to take a break in the stats here real quick. We will get back to WFA stats. Folks, you let me know where I left off, and that was with the rushing in the WFA. But let's jump track. We're going to go straight over to talk about the IWFL, and on the line is the Razor, Ashley Sharp from the Sacramento Siren. Ashley, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Welcome to the show. Thanks for calling in, Razor. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Thank you. You guys are 6-0 out there in Sacramento. Real quick, a little bit about Ashley. She has 389 yards. She's part of the three-headed monster they run out in Sacramento. She's got 5 rushing touchdowns, 2 reception touchdowns. She's a pretty little mean defender, too. How about this? 3 interceptions, 3 tip passes, and she's even got a punt return. Ashley, you're doing it all out there for Sacramento. Tell me a little bit about what it's like to play with the Sirens this year and be 6-0 again, be back on top after a down year last year.
It's an amazing feeling. We're playing together. We're starting to click, and it's only going to get better each game as we go.
Excellent. Now, you've got a couple of other ladies you share the ball with. You got Jenny Q. Kwan and Julie Wicked Shockley. You've got that nice, like I said, the three-headed monster out there. What's it like to be able to take turns running the ball with a couple other girls as talented as you?
It's awesome. It's a good feeling. When someone else has the ball, you know that it's in good hands, and we're going to get some positive yards, if not a touchdown. So it's
and
Speaking of that, good to share the ball with those two ladies.
Exactly. Now you've got a you know, I've had the pleasure of knowing this young lady since she was a little younger, and she was a mean little basketball player from everything I have always remembered. But I missed the switch. I didn't live here. But tell me about when you from going to basketball and a little bit about your junior college experience, Ashley, and how you transferred that into playing football for the Sirens.
It's kind of the same, really. I mean, all the same, not really the same, but the technique-wise and the ability to do it, I mean, it just kind of clicked, I guess.
And you also got a black belt. Go ahead.
I guess I just picked it up real quick. I mean, I don't know, honestly.
Now, what about this karate? You've also got a black belt in karate. How much do you think that plays into your football game? How much does that help you, and maybe how does it help you?
I don't know. I've never heard that question, so I'm not sure. I've never had anyone try to fight me on the football field, so I think we're okay.
You're okay there. You guys had a tough game against the LA Amazon last week. Tell me a little bit about going against the Amazon and what made the rush against their, you know, none of the three running backs really had a lot of rushing yards in that game last week. Tell me about the LA Amazon defense and what it was like to come out with a 10-6 victory over them.
It was a good feeling. I'm stuck now. I don't know. We came out and did all we could, and, you know, they stopped us, but yet we keep pushing through, and we came up with that touchdown, and we just held them. Our defense came through for us really well, and, yeah, that's all I got.
you guys play the Tucson Monsoon tomorrow. They're 1-5. Do you guys know anything about the Monsoon? Have you played them before?
We played them a couple years back.
But not yet this year, right?
No, not this year, no.
Yeah, I guess they lost 41-0 over the SoCal Scorpions, so I'm sure they're going to be a little bit mad. Tell me about what do you guys need to do, and what do you think that your focus needs to be to try to stay undefeated and get into those playoffs coming up in a few weeks?
Just keep running the ball, keep going. Don't stop. If we do get down, just keep pushing through it. I mean, don't get down on each other and pick each other up. I mean, our defense is huge for us right now, so. And it's offensive time to pick up, to return the favor for defense.
Your favorite athlete was a surprise for me, but I liked it. And it's actually a teammate of yours, Michelle Machado. Machado, tell me a little bit
yes.
about why you kind of look up to her as an athlete.
Because she's awesome. She always goes 150% nonstop. She puts it all on the line for you, regardless if it's offense, defense, special teams. I mean, she'll do whatever it takes to help you out or to get that W. And she's just nonstop. She plays with her heart, and it shows on the field. She doesn't give up.
You know, and I can definitely see her game is kind of reflected into yours. I mean, like you said, you do get to do a little bit of everything for the team. Since you have some good, strong running backs, you're allowed to play a little bit of defense, too. Let's just say the coach pulled you aside one day, Razor, and said, okay, I can only play you one position all game. What position would you like to play for the entire game? Running back, receiver, or back there at defensive back?
Oh, that's a tough one. I never thought about that one either.
Dylan, you got one. You know, this last game, you're going to play the Monsoon. You can only play one position the whole game. What do you want to try?
How
about that? Yeah. Or what do you think you would be the best at?
I don't know. That's tough. I've never been asked that question, and I never really thought about it either. So, I mean, I just want to be out there to help in any way possible. Like,
you know, and you do just that. I mean, you're very well-rounded. You know, you've got the interceptions, the tip passes, the rushing, receiving, touchdowns. So you're doing a lot out there for the Sirens. You keep it up. And they definitely appreciate your hard work out there. It's fun to watch you guys play. Actually, for people that don't know, I have the lucky fortune of being the stadium announcer for the Sirens. So I get to sit up there in the booth and watch these ladies work their magic on the field. And it's quite something to watch this running game. I mean, it's a thing of beauty. So they've got a great offensive line, great defensive line. And, you know, the Sirens are playing well, so it's fun to watch. And you're a part of that, Ashley. Before I let you go, would you like to say anything or give a shout-out to anybody that might be listening to the old Internet tonight?
No, not really. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'll tell my Siren sisters, let's go out there and play hard and win tomorrow.
That's it. And all you do, lead by example. And I know that you're a lady of few words, but you lead by example. I just wanted to have you on, introduce you to the women's football of the world that didn't know you. So I appreciate you being a guest tonight. Thank you very much, Razor, for being on the Friday Night Football preview.
Thank
you. All right, that's the Razor. Ashley Sharp, Sacramento Sirens, they're 6-0. Big game against the Tucson Monsoon. This Saturday night, tomorrow, 6 p.m. out at Natomas High School. If you're in Sacramento, don't miss it. All right, well, we're going to take another break. We've got some more stats and information to get to, and we'll get to that right after this. I am Marcus Sharp, and you are listening to the home of professional women's football on WFBTalkContinues.com. Made with 100% real cheese. Be right back. I'm your host, Marcus Sharp. And you are listening to the home of professional women's football talk. Everything you need to know in the world of pro women's football here on WFBTalkContinues.com. I am Marcus Sharp, and our number is 1-347-826-7278. You can shoot me a line at email, MarkTheShark. Pretty simple, at FridayNightFootballPreview.com. That's Marcus Sharp at FridayNightFootballPreview.com. If you have any suggestions for guests, people you'd love to be on the show, people you want to hear on the show, people you want to talk to on the show, people you want me to talk to on the show, we'll get it all done. Just have them shoot me an email at that number, and I'll get a hold of that person. We'll have them on the show for your entertainment. Thanks for being back. I want to thank all our guests tonight, Head Coach Mike of the Philadelphia Liberty Bells, running back Mary Rose Roach, and middle linebacker Shamia Carr, all from the Philadelphia Liberty Bells. Big game this week coming up for them. They got a week off, and then they come back after a week off. The whole WFA has a week off, just in case anybody wondered out there. We also had quarterback Sammy Rasafi of the Chicago Force, and we just finished up with running back Ashley Razor Sharp from the Sacramento Sirens. Thank you, one and all, for being guests on the show. All right, let's wrap up some numbers here in the WFA. We left off with rushing, individual rushing yards. in the WFA. It's Jessica Plunkett with the Soul leading off. She has 984 yards. Jennifer Bowling in second with the Thunder. She has 795 yards. And in third with 721 yards is Natasha Nelson of the Raging Wolves. And with touchdowns, individual rushing touchdowns in the WFA. How about this? How about with 15 touchdowns, our previous guest, Mary Rose Roach from the Liberty Bells, killing it out there. In second place, 13 touchdowns, Leah Kazas of the Speed. That's Leah Kazas of the Speed has 13 touchdowns. And with 12, Michelle Robinson of the Dixie Blues. How about catching the ball? They do that in this league, too. Let's look at who's leading the league in receptions. Kelly Robinson has 30 catches for the Mayhem, and Danielle Daughtry is in second still with the Mayhem with 27. Those girls are 1-2 most of the year so far. In third in catches from the War Angels is Lakaya Sears. And she has 22 catches so far this year. In individual receiving yards, we've got Kelly Robinson again with the Mayhem. She has 509 yards. Lisa King with the Warriors, 448 receiving yards, and with 435 yards from the Dixie Blues, it's Aishka Lay. Miss Lay has also 7 touchdowns. Nice job out there in Dixie Blue land. All right, how about some defensive stats? Leading the league in tackles still, Tiara Pettis with the Slam. And my tackles for losses, it's Alex the Animal Harvey from the Mustang. She has 19 tackles for a loss. Great job out there, Animal. How about leading the league in sacks with 9? It's Mariah McKiernan and Allen of the Speed. 9 big sacks, far and above the leader in the WFA. And individual interceptions, Robin Morrow with the Slam. She's got 5 picks already this year. A couple more defensive categories. Forced fumbles. How about this? Jennifer Hirakawa of the Thunder. 9 forced fumbles this year already. That's 4 ahead of the lady in second. Unbelievable. Great job, Jennifer. And with the fumble recoveries, somebody's got to hit them, and then somebody's got to pick it up, and that's Michelle Robinson. She's picked up 6 of them so far for the Dixie Blues this year. Passes, Amanda Brock with a Thunder. She's got 10 deflections already. And in block kicks, it's Yarlene Henry of the Dark Angels. Yarlene has 4 blocks this year. And that looks like about it from main touchdown. Let's actually look at a few other couple of things here while we can. Let's tell you that leading in field goal points, how about Kelly Robinson again with the Mayhem? She's got 5 field goals already this year in the WFA. And safeties, we'll give a little credit to Kathy Daugherty. Kathy Daugherty of the Fusion has 2 safeties this year already. All right, time for one more short break. We're going to get to the Zermelo rankings here in just a minute. We're going to take a quick one. I'm Marcus Sharp. You are listening to the home of professional women's football on WFBTalkContinues.com. An adventure 65 million years in the making. Be right back. coming into Shark Tank looking for something to eat. Oh, I'm hungry. I'm not as hungry as the rest of you are for professional women's football information. Happy Memorial Day weekend. Hope you're enjoying your three-day weekend. I hope you get all 3 days off. I hope you get out there and watch some IWFL games this weekend. There's got to be one in your area within a couple-hour driving distance. Worth the drive. Give it a shot. There's been great games this week out in the IWFL. Well, like I said, the WFA has the week off, and I hope you do enjoy the three-day weekend. Big Sunday, I know what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be watching a little doubleheader action on the racing networks. You've got the big Indy 500, 9 o'clock Pacific time, first thing in the morning. And then you've got 2 o'clock Pacific time, the Coca-Cola 600. So, big racing fan here. I'm going to try to buckle in and put my little seatbelt on in my rollaway chair and make sure I strap in for an afternoon of racing action. Well, once again, I'd like to thank our guests. We had Coach Mike, Mary Rose Roach, and Shamia Carr of the Liberty Bells on in the quarter after the hour. At 35 after, we had quarterback Sammy Grassoffi of the Chicago Force. And about 50 after the hour, we had running back the Razor Sharp, Ashley Sharp from the Sacramento Sirens. Thank you one and all again for being our guest. Well, today we're going to wrap up the show with the Zermelo rankings. Let's take a look at those. First, we're going to start in the top 10 in the IWFL. Number one ranked team out there is the Boston Militia. Number two ranked team, Chicago Force. The number three, Sacramento Sirens. Number four in the Zermelo rankings in the IWFL, the New York Sharks. Number five, the Dallas Diamonds. Number six, the KC Tribe. Seven, moving their way up the rankings, the Bay Area Bandits, putting it out of nowhere. How about those Carolina Phoenix moving up to eight? Number nine, the Atlanta Explosion. And number 10, the Montreal Blitz. That's right. That's your top 10 in the IWFL rankings as of 5/28/10. All right. Let's look at those Zermelo rankings for the WFA. Your number one team, the Lone Star Mustangs out of Tejas, Texas. Lone Stars number one in the WFA. Number two, Columbus Comets out of Ohio. Number three, the Philadelphia Liberty Bells. We had three of those great folks on just a little while ago talking about why the Liberty Bells are undefeated. Good luck, Bells, the rest of the way. Ranked number three right now in the WFA Zermelo rankings. Number four, the St. Louis Slam. Number five, the Jacksonville Dixie Blues. Six, the Las Vegas Showgirls out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Number seven, the West Michigan Mayhem. Eight, the Portland Fighting Phillies. Nine, the Austin Outlaws. And number 10, back in the top 10, the Keystone Assault out of the PA. That's your top 10 for the Zermelo rankings in the WFA. I'd like to tell you a couple of little tidbits you need to know. Next week, June 5th, right here on this network, WFBTalkContinues.com. We are going to have play-by-play for the Kansas City Tribe versus the Chicago Force. That is going to be the biggest game in the IWFL on June 5th, probably. So make sure you tune in right here at, let's see, what time? I believe that game is going to start at 5 p.m. Central Time. Check your local listings. Or, of course, check back on WFBTalkContinues.com. All right, take our last break of the evening. We're going to come back to wrap up the show right after this. I am Mark the Shark, and you are listening to the home of professional women's football on WFBTalkContinues.com. Tastes so good, cats ask for it by name. Be right back.
I'm Mark the Show.
I am Mark the Shark.
And you're listening to the Hall of Professional Women's Football. WFBTalkContinues.com.
Thank you very much for being with us tonight. Another fantastic show. Wrapped up, tied up, put in the books. 23 after the hour, 8 o'clock here, 11 o'clock in the East Coast. Thank you once again to head coach Mike of the Philadelphia Liberty Bills. We also had star running back Mary Rose Roach and middle linebacker Shamia Carr, both of the Liberty Bills, on tonight's show. Thank you also to Sammy Grisafi, quarterback of the Chicago Force, and the Razor, Ashley Sharp, a running back for the Sacramento Sirens. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, one and all, for making the show what it is, the best interview program on the net for women's professional football. You are the ones that make it happen. I am just here pushing buttons. Thank you for being on the show. We appreciate it. Well, once again, I'd like to say happy Memorial Day. Thank you to our veterans. Thank you to everybody who serves our country in any capacity. And just stay sharp. Keep your eyes open. Make sure that your country's doing for you what you are doing for your country. All right, I'd like to give a shout-out to everybody out there who listened. Thank you very much. And anybody that would be attending the Sacramento Sirens game tomorrow night, got a special treat for you. I'm going to give you a catchphrase right now. And if you come up to me in the booth tomorrow night at the Sacramento Sirens game out of that beautiful field they have out there at Atomos High School off of the I-5, I will give you a coupon for some food or something good. How about that? All right, the catchphrase you need to know is a la peanut butter sandwiches. That is a la peanut butter sandwiches. And if you can tell me that catchphrase when you come up to the booth, I will take care of you with a little food ticket to make you happy. Fill your belly with lots of lovin'. That's what I'm here for. That and to bring you some great interviews. We will get a great lineup next week. We'll get some more people on. The WFA was off. They're going to be off this week. So we're going to have some fun, have some great interviews, some more stats and numbers, everything on next week's show. So until then, thanks for being on the show. Thank you, guest. Thank you, Barbara. You're the best. And thank you, everybody else, for listening to Friday Night Football Preview on WFBTalkContinues.com. I am Marcus Shark. And one more thing for you before I let you go. Same make, same model, new mission. I'll be back next week. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.